Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast where we prepare you for the trading day. Now the market is clearly in the grip of the bulls. What a great market it's been over the last few days. The Sensex and the Nifty hitting record highs. And guess what? The Sensex is now less than 3% away from that 40,000 mark. All right, we won't be wearing 40,000 t-shirts, I promise you, because the last time we wore a 30,000 t-shirt, the market did top out. But to be fair, you guys got a great opportunity to buy in the market, right? So who's complaining? It's record highs on the Nifty, 11,744, and now the Nifty is up 11.5% in 2018. That's the kind of rally that we've seen. In fact, it's a global rally. So we're seeing the S&P 500, the Nasdaq hit record highs. They've in fact been hitting highs for three straight sessions now. The data in the US has been very positive. So consumer confidence in the US hit an 18-year high, underscoring the economic expansion there. The FII or the foreign institutional interest has picked up substantially in India. So if you remember, over the last 6 months, the FII numbers had waned quite a bit. But the last 2 months have showed a remarkable improvement. So in the month of July, FII has bought about 2,300 crores in the market, and they followed it up by almost 6,700 crores in the month of August. So that's the kind of money that has really come in. Of course, there are a lot of leaders in this rally. It's become a completely secular rally now. Reliance gained yesterday. In fact, it contributed about 90 points to the Sensex move. IT stocks have been hitting new high, TCS, Infosys, etc. Stocks in the news this morning, though, keep an eye out on JSW Steel. It will be replacing the Lupin in the Nifty from the 28th of September. Yes Bank has been under pressure. It was down 3% yesterday as there's still no clarity on Rana Kapoor's extension, and the deadline for that announcement is approaching soon. Jet Airways could see some relief because yesterday in the conference call they mentioned that they've got $300 million as lease incentives and additional debt from banks. So maybe some near-term relief over there. But they also said that they continue to be a standard account for banks. So they haven't really slipped into the NPAs just yet as far as banks are concerned. Maybe some relief rally could be on the cards, but it would be temporary because they did mention that the aviation sector continues to be very, very challenging. Apart from that, a whole host of stocks in the broader markets hitting new highs. You have names like Dabur, Havells, Jubilant Foodworks, all of these consumption stocks, VIP, hitting new highs. That clearly is one space that people want to be in. Well, my time's up. Thank you so much for listening in. Do stay tuned into CNBC TV 18 for all the market action and have a great, great trading day.